Hi, I was wondering if you could help me.
Well, I hope so. Have you got a question?
Yeah, well, a problem is more like it.
Oh, that doesn't sound too good.
The thing is, I'm living in Henderson Hall right now, but I'm wondering if I could move to a different residential hall. I mean, I want to move immediately, if possible.
That's kind of an unorthodox request. Not many students request to be moved in the middle of a term. And we usually don't consider any accommodation transfers until the beginning of a new semester, apart from compelling cases.
What do you mean by compelling cases?
It just means that you have to have a really strong reason why you need to move immediately. Is there anything that makes your request to move more urgent?
Well, it's really noisy. I can't study in my room, so I'm finding it extremely frustrating if I want to read or write an essay or something.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's just such a common complaint. I mean, we hear it all the time here at the accommodation office. And to be honest, that's why the library is open 24 hours. We recommend that students study there.
I see where you're going with this. It's just that Henderson Hall is quite far from the library, so I have to carry my laptop and all the books there, and of course, then I have to carry them back to my room again, which is very tiring.
Yes, but the library has a computer lab for students, so you wouldn't necessarily have to take your laptop, would you?
The library has a computer lab, that's true, but it's usually completely full, and there aren't any free computers available.
Oh, that is a bit tricky.
And of course, it's so distracting in my room with all the loud music.
Have you tried speaking to your resident director about it?
What's a resident director?
That's the person who lives in your hall of residence and who's in charge of day-to-day activities there, as well as complaints.
Okay, so who's the resident director in charge of Henderson Hall?
Let's have a look on my list. Let's see. Here it is. It's John Marshall. I'm surprised you weren't introduced to him during your student orientation.
That's my fault, I'm afraid. I missed orientation because I arrived on campus late, so we were never introduced.
Okay, well, that certainly clears up the mystery. I'd suggest that you have a talk with John. I mean, most halls of residence have set up study hours, so if students don't keep the noise down during the quiet times that have been demarcated for studying, then the resident director can give the offending students 3 verbal warnings.
Yeah, but I don't want the people that I live with to know that I've complained about them.
No problem. It's a completely anonymous, confidential process.
That's good to know, but I mean, you're just talking about verbal warnings. What happens if the noisy students just keep ignoring the RD's warnings?
If they don't heed the warnings, then the RD files a formal complaint with us here at the accommodation office. And finally, we have the authority to remove the students.
Okay, I'll have to talk with John to get the ball rolling. Thanks so much for your help.